Shock me like an electric Neil.
Welcome to Shock Me Like an Electric Neil with me, your host, DJ Roomba. Quick reminder that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Visit us online, WJRH. Maybe I'll share the phone number later. Depends. Welcome back. Apologies for the delay. There had been a miscommunication, or a lack of communication between myself and the prior DJ. Don't you worry. Won't happen again. I got a great show planned. With many different genres and types and species. And we're going to start out with the song that has been stuck in my head since about 2 hours after the 1 hour after the end of my last show. Came out at midnight on last Friday. It's a little EP from Chicago 19-year-old singer-songwriter Raven Lane. It's the Crush EP, produced by the amazing Steve Lacy, who you may know from his own work. He produced a track, which one is it? It's on Kendrick Lamar's most recent. He did one song. That's gonna be one minute. Pride, I believe he did. He produced Pride at the age of 18. So he's very talented. Teamed up with Raven Lane to produce this whole album, or EP. 5 songs. He's featured officially on 2. The rest, he's executive producer. But really, it's quite the earworm, if you will. So anyway, here is Sticky from Raven Lane.
Thank you.
Sticky, Raven Lene, excuse me, is looking up some facts. You know how it goes here at the station. Let me see what I prepared for you. Right, so, of course, produced by Steve Lacy, who, what else did he do? I mean, a lot, but I'm blanking now. Alright, so he does all of his production on his iPhone because he didn't have enough money to get a computer. He now does, you know, because working with Kendrick Lamar does that kind of thing. But yeah, that song was produced on I think it's GarageBand or some similar app. No, it's called iRig on his iPhone, a cracked iPhone. Yeah, you know, that's where the good work comes from. That doesn't make any sense. Moving on, this is I'm gonna keep track of how many people are listening. I think we're gonna lose a few with this one. Okay, so it's Disco High Life by Orlando Julius. It's a 2009 track. That is surprising. It's 9 minutes long. I tried to find a radio edit. It was 8 minutes long, so I don't really see. Maybe I'll fade in or fade out. I'll probably fade out early. But it's by a veteran Nigerian saxophonist and pioneer of Afro soul and Afrobeat. Highly, highly underrated genres. So let me just pull that up. Redo the order. I'm trying to perfect it for the people. Anyway, here's Orlando Julius with Disco High Life. We'll be right back. Fellas, we're losing listeners at a rapid pace. We lost half of our listeners through 6 minutes of Nigerian disco. All right, I get it. Please, you're hurting my feelings. Moving on. Wow. Ouch. I think I was having a great time here in the studio, jamming to Orange. Not Orange Julius. That's a juice chain. Jamming out to Orlando Julius, veteran Nigerian saxophonist. And pioneer of Afro soul and Afrobeat, and yet three listeners think that's not good enough. They just think, oh, maybe it's okay. I'm not mad. We're gonna move on to Benny Sings with a track from his 2011 project Art. The track All We Do for Love. Now, I personally discovered Benny Sings through a collaboration with Rex Orange County, who I discovered through his collaboration with Tyler the Creator. So a couple layers there, but he's heavily influenced by Todd Rundgren, who veterans of the show will know I'm a big fan of. Got Something / Anything on vinyl. It's a classic with such as I Saw the Light or what's the other good one? Am I really gonna delay the show for just to find out? Yeah. And Hello, It's Me, of course, a classic. Right, moving on to the next track of All We Do for Love by Benny Sings.
Why is it hard to just get along? We try and we break our heads. In my heart, I forget about things that let me. Why don't we start to just get along? Try not to make you sad. Then we won't part. Just forget about the things I said to you. All we do for love, is it worth it? Can we prove its existence? All we do for love, can we do it right like others do? Don't fall for stars, is what you said to me. You smiled and you never left. Now we're apart, and there's a lot of things I can't admit to you. Oh, is it so hard to just fall in love and fly over moonlight's head? Let's make a start and forget about the things I did to you. All we do for love, worth it? Can we prove its existence? All we do for love, can we do it right, like others do? All we do for love, is it worth it? Can we prove its existence? All we do for love, can we do it right, like others do?
From Love, Benny Sings, Art. The album art is him holding a cat. I felt like that was worth mentioning. Right, so, I mean, if you have listened to Todd Rundgren before, the comparison, I think, is pretty apt. They're very similar. They got that kind of light vocals. Is that a thing? Let me just reject that call real quick. And we're going to move on to Found with the Light from Dungeon Family, from their only album, Even in Darkness. Dungeon Family, of course, how could you not know? An Atlanta-based supergroup, their kind of basis is the two members of Outkast, Andre 3000 and Big Boy, featuring other Atlanta MCs like Sleepy Brown, Big Jip, I don't know who that guy is, CeeLo Green, you know CeeLo Green, he has a verse on this one. I hope you enjoy it. Here is Follow the Light from Dungeon Family.
People don't use our music to get high. They use our music to get by.
Right!
Yourself, your intent, don't commit thyself, cause another style like another African penance. Say as you look to spread it, follow the two commitments. Mad men, stack, nerd, set, back, can you stand it? Sit down!
Thank you.
to reach the purpose can be partially profound as the very power that's in me. When God said the soul of the world that he gave his only begotten son, I thought he meant me. Jesus is my older brother, evidently. Experiment me, let the complexity collapse upon contently. Life is but a dream, you roll your boat gently. It's cool to have a Bentley, I want a Bentley. Get up on the west, know my presence permanently. If you want your mind blown, the world I'm on. Follow the line.
Follow the light. All right, that was a little strange. Sorry. Dungeon Family, the 2001 album? Is it 2000? I wrote this down. I didn't write that one down. Wow. What a shame. And I had my factoids memorized. Yeah, it's a 2001 album from Andre 3000, Big Boy, Sleepy Brown, many, many people involved. And Dungeon Family. One album. It's a pretty good album. There's this. There's Follow the Light, and there's another one I like, I think. Roland. Yeah. Wait, can I play? Can we get Roland up in here a bit? Now that sample slaps, fellas. Does it not? It slaps. Okay. I'm really losing it on this. Okay, moving on, of course, to Brazilian jazz. Saudade Vem Correndo from Stan Getz, Luiz Bonfá, and Maria... Somebody else. I wrote that again. Anyway, I couldn't find the album. Wait, no, I did. It's from the album Jazz Samba Encore, from Stan Getz and Luiz Bonfá. This is a track sampled on... the song Roland by The Far Side. If Matt O'Malley is still listening, he introduced me to The Far Side. Thank you. Moving on to listen to Saudade Vem Correndo. That's not that. Roland was still playing. We're going to get to No, play that. Stop. And here. Third try? And there we go. Thank you. Vem Correndo, and that's very not Portuguese, but it's a track from Stan Getz and Luis Bonfá, and I wrote it on the, and Maria Toledo maybe, doing the vocals on that one. Now, I did mention the Far Side, and they were introduced to me as a lesser Tribe Called Quest. Everybody knows I'm a big fan of the Tribe, and that's why I'm going to play them right now. Moving on to a track from their debut album, People's Instinctive People's Instinctive Knowledge Travels and the Paths of Rhythm. Do they even have knowledge in any? No, they don't. Okay, this is a really, the song is 7 minutes 34 seconds. Before you tune out like you did last time, not that people would have come back, but they could have. I'm going to skip like 1 minute into the song because there's a really long intro that's not great, and then there's like a 2.5 minute outro of another track on the album that's not the next track, and then there's the sound of babies crying, so it's not the kind of track that you can, you know, that I could play on the quad for all to hear. But maybe in the context of a radio show, because in a way you're a captive audience, I guess I will play it. Here we go. I'm going to figure it out. Because I didn't do that before the show, because, I don't know. Okay, we're going to get to the good part. That's about it. Okay, here we go. Enjoy.
Recital. If you can't envision a brother who ain't dissing, slinging this and that, cause this and that was missing. Instead has been injected, the tribe has been perfected. Oh yes, it's been selected, the art makes it protected. Afrocentric living, Africans be giving a lot to the cause, cause the cause has been risen. Some brothers they be flamming, thinking we ain't slamming, coming off like the days when we used to wear the Tanzan. A blue collar talker, hemisphere stalker, a glass of OJ and a 10-mile walker. If you're in a Jeep and you dig what you're hearing, can I get a beep and a side order of cheering? I am what I am, that's a tribal man. We all know the colors, we all must stand. As we start our travels, things they will unravel. Que sera, sera, for this unit is like gravel. Won't be gone for long, listen to the song. If you can't pull it, all you gotta do is
push it along, push it along, push it along, yeah, push it along, push it along, push it along, push it along, push it along. Push it along, yeah, push it along, push it along, push it along, push it along, yeah, push it along, push it along, push it along, push it along, yeah, push it along.
Put one up for the cipher, it's time to decipher. The ills of the world make the situation brighter. The clock is always ticking, the system should be kicking. Like tips and ham and eggs, I eat chicken, chicken, chicken. Should I release the lever of the clever? Embellish all the funk as we start to endeavor. The roars of the rap, filling up the gap. With a smash of a hand and a little toe tap.
The boom, the bip,
The boom bip indicates to the brothers that we be on the flip tip. Cronies start to crumble, funky rhythm rubbles through the dance hall, but my anthem is humble. It's the nitty gritty, my time is itty bitty, so I kick this last from the gipper and the witty. This ain't trial and error, more like tribe and error. Constantly ruled as some sort of tribal terror. The street can't depart from the bloody heart. Repair the wear and tear, don't stop for it starts. Won't be gone for long, listen to the song. If you can't pull it, all you gotta do is
push it along, push it along, push it along, yeah, push it along, push it along, push it along, push it along, yeah, push it along, push it along, push it along, push it along, yeah, push it along, push it along, push it along, push it along, yeah, push it along.
Subject is good to be your object and never ever reject the tribe who meanders through drunken propaganda. Keep it in bloom and never will we slander. Redeem should be handed, don't let me demand it. Money gives a nudge to the poet star bandit. Control it, then recruit it. Follow, you won't lose it. Mysterious is the tribe for we choose it. Although she's flipping crazy, give my love to Gracie. God, could you help? Cause this quest is crazy spacey. The pigs are wearing blue, and in a year or two, we'll be going up the creek in a great big canoe. What we gonna do? Save me and my brothers, hop inside the bed and pull over the covers. Never will we do that, and we ain't trying to rule rap. We just want a slab of the ham, don't you know, Black? In society, a fake reality, I'm nothing but a peg of informality. While I sing my song, sing it all day long. If you can't pull it, all you gotta do is
push it along, push it along, push it along, yeah, push it along, 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 yeah, push it along. Push it along, push it along, push it along, yeah, push it along, push it along, push it along, push it along, yeah, push it along.
I guess there's a pretty clean finish. Then it moves into the outro, which just takes an eternity. So it's the intro to, it's the outro is the same like hook. It's Lou Reed's Walk on the Wild Side, which is also the sample of Tribe's Can I Kick It, which is a song I learned the other week. They've earned no money from it because they never cleared the sample with Lou Reed. So it's their most famous song and they've earned nothing from it. But fair to say they're still pretty successful. I had something else to say. Oh, right. So that song has three interesting samples. So I think at the very end, it samples All You Need Is Love, or at the beginning that I skipped. Samples All You Need Is Love by the Beatles. Let me get this up. And then Lauren. Okay. Let me see what this is. This is. I'm looking at a YouTube video now. Okay. Oh, there we go. That's good stuff. That's Grover Washington Jr. His track Lauren's Dance. The drums, I believe, are sampled from Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again. Wait, is that right? So it's the same drums. They use those drums. And what else? And then last one. Right. I'm not sure what the sample is. Oh, this is this. And I'm confused. I'm gonna look into that one, but I think. That's. Oh, now I'm confused. Wait. That's the let me just I'm figuring this out by myself, and it may or may not be interesting. It's at the end of Bonita Applebaum.
Can you get on the mic?
Yeah.
Ask me, can I kick it? Word. Can I kick it?
All right. Thank you for joining me on that spiritual journey to find Tribe's roots. We'll bring it back to earth a little bit with Jerry Papers, Ginger, and Ruth. Definitely, oh, it's going to be a really rough transition. Yeah, here we go.
The quotidian aches and pains of being a being. On the small nothings, there's something. The book of Brack, euphoria. Every problem's not mine to solve. We'll build a shrine to
Jerry Paper with Ginger and Ruth in that very, very smooth transition. Now, Jerry Paper, of course, works. He has a couple albums out. Very weird, certainly an eccentric artist. But what's interesting is that he did a... I'm not sure if I've played Carrie Foe on the show. No, I haven't. But Carrie Foe is she's from Little Rock, but she's in Childish Gambino's like kind of collective and squad. So Jerry Paper, that man you just heard, is friends with a friend of the man, Donald Glover. Interesting, because they're kind of polar opposites. But when I first heard that song, my first thought was, of course, wow, that sounds exactly like Kyle Duke. True fans of the show will know that I brought Kyle Duke to here, to Lafayette College, for a show that was attended by maybe 6 people. It was terrible. Very, very disappointing. You know him from such famous songs as Pipe Dream. Of course, how could you not know? That was a good show. I think I was the only one who enjoyed it. But it's okay. We're going to move on to Otis Redding, a classic. We're going to go to the track, That's How Strong My Love Is. Messed up a little there, one sec. There we go. Okay.
If I were the sun way up there, I'd blow with love most everywhere. I'll be the moon when the sun goes down, just to let you know that I'm still around. You keep you warm. That's how strong.
Otis Redding with That's How Strong My Love Is. It's the... okay, so it's a cover of the original track written by Roosevelt Jameson, sung by O.V. Wright. Okay, people I know nothing about. It's a soulful... I know you already know that. It's covered by in 1965 by Otis Redding, reaching number 18 on the Billboard R&B chart. Okay. Well, there's that. Moving on next to a group that just finished their U.S. tour that I missed. Shameful on my part. Tennis. Good band. Played them a lot before. I'll play a little bit right now. It's from their 2017 EP, We Can Die Happy. Very, very light stuff from old Tennis. With the track Born to Be Needed. Born to Be Needed, Tennis. We Can Die Happy, the 2017 EP. Did I? Yeah, classic. Forgot about that one, too. Your veterans of the show already know everything there is to know about Tennis. Moving on to Never Can Say Goodbye from the Jackson 5 off the album Maybe Tomorrow, 1971 album. This, of course, part of the Talkbox medley that the Stevie Wonder song from last week came from. So he starts off with Close to You from the Carpenters, and then kind of uses, like, I think that, yeah, then he kind of shifts into a cover of Never Can Say Goodbye from the Jackson 5. And I didn't realize this until yesterday, that I'd actually seen the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Christopher Francis Ocean, perform this one at Panorama, but I didn't really recognize it because it was just kind of Francified. That's a weird word. We're going to listen to Never Can Say Goodbye. Jackson 5 with Never Can Say Goodbye. Moving on to our penultimate song of the night, Perth from Beirut, which I'm pretty sure I've played before, but I don't quite care. I saw it and I kind of want to listen to it again in the studio. It's always nice. So it's from their 2015 effort, No, No, No. Three words, each of them no. Let's give it a listen.
Not a swirl,
Perth from Beirut. One final track from Ebo Taylor and the Pelicans. So if you didn't like the original Nigerian disco, I forgot what this one. I think it's similar. Ebo Taylor, Pelicans. Yeah, so when I first heard this one, I thought it was like ancient because the album art is really like old and looks old. And it just, I don't know. And like the guy sounds old. So yeah, it came out in November. I'm going to see if I can... Oh, it's no. This album is no longer available to buy. So he's a legend. Right, according to Amazon, he's a legendary guitarist, composer, arranger, and producer from Accra, Ghana. A leading light of Ghana, Ghanaian music since the 1960s. And he's really old, I think. Taylor. Yeah, he's 60. He's turning 82 this year, and he released this album last year at 81. Interesting. Okay. Let's give him to this track that I can't pronounce. Check the website for how it's spelled. It's Mber No Aso. All right. Enjoy. We've reached the end of my playlist of the hour. We're a little bit over, but I'm only 40 seconds over 1 hour, so I'm not feeling too bad, and I'm not interrupting anybody's show right now. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see how many people made it through that last one. 4. Not too bad. Again, I appreciate your time. Hope you enjoyed the eclectic mix of music I provided for you tonight. And don't forget to tune in next Thursday at 10 p.m. for a decidedly less eclectic mix, maybe. we'll see how I'm feeling and what happens to come up. All right, thanks for tuning in. Have a good week. See you next week.